Now take good care of me. Please do not hurt me. Hey, hey, yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. And Father Sky says, now take good care of me. Please do not hurt me.
Greetings. You are listening to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yat-Kitishi Native American Center. We are broadcasting on RFPI, Radio for Peace International, Global Community Radio. Akwe, welcome. This is your host, Ones Pritzker. Wolf Mountain Radio focuses on protecting Mother Earth, defending Native lands and Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices presents the situations facing Native peoples throughout the world with Native news, interviews, music, commentaries, and investigative reports. This program serves to protect sacred Mother Earth and the traditional cultural lifeways of Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Please listen now to Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. Ho, Kanawantakwasin, to all of our relations.
Bye. on the drum, Young Grey Horse Singers, off their Canyon Records CD, Powwow Songs, Live in Browning. That particular song was a woman's traditional dance. Ushway greetings and hello, everyone. Welcome to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yacht Kitishi Native Center. This is your host and producer, Ones Pritzker. In today's broadcast, I am very pleased to share a conversation with a very fine young woman friend of mine, Graciela Lopez. Graciela calls herself an earth dancer, which to me is a term that incorporates cultural arts, spirituality, feminism, and concern for peace, justice, and the well-being of all life on Mother Earth. One particular project of Graciela's that exemplifies her earth dancing is her planned multicultural festival entitled Sacred. We will hear more about this festival in today's interview. We will also be talking about the concept of violence that is a concern to both of us. Yacht Kitishi Native Center considers appreciation of cultural arts as an important part of people's respect for and understanding of indigenous peoples as well as all peoples throughout the world. In native societies, arts are a central part of all life. Music, dance, and paintings are an integral part of most ceremonies. Passing of knowledge, wisdom, and tribal law from generation to generation is often done by native art. Two examples, storytelling by elders, or gifting a sacred handmade item that has a specific teaching, such as our sacred quahog shell wampum belts. Many everyday utilitarian items were often beautifully decorated. Many of the decorations also had specific meanings. Several examples, as a sign of respect for the natural world and to help guide our journeys, our birch bark canoes often had drawings representing a specific clan. Our snowshoes and toboggans had totem carvings. In this modern era, Native arts, which for many years were outlawed by governments and the Christian Church, are now being revived. It is wonderful to see many powwows throughout Indian country, where young people are learning arts and tribal traditional heritage. The traditional sacred potlatch dance ceremonies of Pacific Northwest coastal tribal nations are now coming back to the people, as are the making of sacred cedar totem poles and sea canoes. Native theater, bringing performances to a variety of audiences, is now center stage across the country. My actor friend Robert Graygrass's Walking on Turtle Island play and the world-famous performing arts company, the American Indian Dance Theater, are just two examples among a number of talented performing arts productions. Yacht Kitishi Native Center is pleased to share a conversation with Miss Graciela Lopez. I first met Graciela at a social economic justice gathering in support of farm worker rights known as the Coalition of Immokalee Workers, CIW, in Cointreau. It is an annual conference hosted by the National Student Farm Worker Alliance, which is an alliance of students and youth activists across the country who care about social, economic, and environmental justice, especially focused on agribusiness exploitation of farm workers. Graciela is one such person as a student at American University in Washington, D.C. I am proud to be a longtime advisor and supporter of the Coalition of Immokalee Workers movement. Several months after the encuentro, Graciela made a visit to Yacht Kitishi Native Center, where I had the pleasure to interview her for this program. Graciela, welcome to Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. Let's begin by asking you to provide a brief background introduction about yourself and then talk about your planned multicultural festival.
Hello, my name is Graciela Raquel Cedillo Lopez, and I'm from Albuquerque, New Mexico, and I am a Chicana woman. Many people don't know what it means to be a Chicano or a Chicana, and Basically, the way that I like to explain it is that means that I have the blood of the oppressed and the oppressor, the colonized and the colonizer, the Spanish and the indigenous. I had a vision about half a year ago in August of this past summer, and basically I had a dream, and in the dream I realized that I was going to put together a festival or some sort of gathering of people. I was going to combine my passion for social justice with my passion for dancing or art, creative expression, and finally with healing and health and just like learning how to be good to your body, which is a sacred temple. As the idea unfolded, I applied for a grant, and I received a grant to put together and organize this festival, and slowly more and more ideas, it became more and more concrete once I knew that I had that initial vision. And the name of the festival is Sacred Solidarity Arts Culture Roots Earth Dance. That's going to happen June 21st on summer solstice on a Sunday in Washington, D.C. at Meridian Hill Park. Basically, the vision is, and it's also flexible and open to new ideas, is basically there's going to be artists of all kinds, you know, from dancing to painting to abstract art, whatever, you know, and artists are going to come together and just share what it is that they have to offer and also be present at the festival. So if any young people in DC or anyone wants to ask them questions about what inspired them or what started them off on this path, you know, they can, you know, talk to them. And also some artists are going to give workshops. So for example, a movement friend, Bina, who just dance, really, with people and get them to dance. And my art is, as Onis talked about, is earth dancing. And basically, for me, it started off as belly dancing. But as I realized that I wasn't necessarily doing the belly dance moves, but also it was more of a way to commune with the earth and my surroundings and my body and just to heal, you know, it was just a very healing thing for me. And I looked into it and I found out that in belly dance is the first kind of dance, and it used to be entitled earth dance. And so I actually incorporate more than just belly dance into my dance, and so I would love to share that with people. There is also going to be drum circle and on the spot paintings going on. Like there's going to be banners, and people will be invited to contribute. Yeah, and performances, singing, dancing, it's going to be a blast. And also, of course, the solidarity part is there's going to be activist organizations tabling, letting the community know about, you know, what they do and that they exist. And so, essentially, I'm hoping for this festival to get the common folk, everyday person, to be inspired, to find their creative spirit, to find their the healer within, thus be able to be their best person to fulfill their journey. And if that involves social justice, wonderful.
Graciela, one of the very serious concerns many of us have, as I know you do, is the issue of violence. We who care about peace, social and economic justice, human rights, political freedoms, women's equality, defense of children, respect for elders, health of our communities, and the protection of our biosphere, the natural world, are constantly having to deal with many forms of violence. As an indigenous person, I consider the entire 517 years of colonial history forced upon Native peoples and our sacred lands and waters by Washington and Ottawa as violence. I consider economic and political globalization as a form of violence, especially victimizing poor people throughout the world. The dictionary describes violence as any unjust or unwarranted force of power, as against rights, laws, etc. Graciela, I know you have written an essay on the topic of violence from your perspective. Would you please share your thoughts about violence?
I guess I'll just go ahead and read it. I mean, I'm taking a class with Professor Coleman McCarthy. Surely many of you know about him. He's a leader in the peace movement. Yeah, I'll just start from the violence color spectrum. Red, the color of blood, of murder, of physical violence. This is the most blatant form of violence that most people think of when they think of violence. It affects hundreds of thousands of people every day, such as survivors of domestic violence, torture, hate crimes, and genocide, to name a few. Personally, I've never been physically assaulted, though my body has definitely been tainted by physical violence. Being a Chicana woman, I have the red blood of the indigenous and the Spanish, the oppressed and the oppressor, the colonized and the colonizer in my very being. Thus, the blood that runs through my veins carries the never-ending vibration of the violence of my ancestors. The trail of tears, the smallpox blankets, the revolt, the hatred, and the physical violence against myself. To find the opposite of this violence, I began to uncover my roots, to forgive myself, and to forgive my ancestors. Brown, the color of the flesh that we devour with our mouths, the skin that we use to clothe our bodies, the innocent bodies that we use for scientific purposes, the souls that we hunt, humiliate, and exploit for our own entertainment. Speciesism, the most prevalent yet overlooked form of violence, not even considered criminal. Personally, I have toured chicken-killing factories in Costa Rica. I have seen bulls being killed in Spain, dogs beaten in Mexico. I have also fallen in love with a dog named Cola, who jumps to give me a hug every time I see her, a bird named Tom who would kiss me on the mouth, and a neighbor's cat who absolutely loved being loved. Animals have the capacity to love just like humans. Sadly, they also have the capacity to feel the pain that we inflict upon them. I stopped purchasing meat when I was a freshman in college. I could not handle the violence. White, the hidden color of violence that is not talked about. Rape, sexual assault, sexual violence. Often, the victims do not realize they were sexually assaulted until much later, and thus they do not report this type of violence. Sometimes, the perpetrator does not even know that they are engaging in this violence, but most of the time, it is about power and control. This form of violence has affected me a great deal. When I was 16, I was raped, but I did not realize it was rape until months later. I finally went to the police, but it remained hidden. They could not prosecute him. It was my word against his. Every day, women face sexual violence when they walk through the streets. Men whistle at them, call them names, and stare at their bodies. They only see them as an object, something to comment on, not fully human. Their value is measured by the size of their breasts, the roundness of their hips, and the cloth they use to cover their bodies. They are not seen for what they have to offer, or for their incredible talents, intelligence, or their creativity. Their true self is hidden, invisible, covered up. The opposite of this form is to express oneself, to cry and release the pain and anger, rather than holding it inside. Personally, I began to belly dance to release the pain that was pent up inside my body. Any form of creative expression will do. Lilac, the suppression of one's culture, their identity, their native language. All over the world, people immigrate to other countries and are forced into assimilation. They forget about the community they left behind and neglect to teach their children about their homeland, their culture. My parents never taught my brother, my sister, and I Spanish, even though it was their family's native language. This is not conventionally seen as violent, nor is it intentional violence. It is violent nonetheless. My parents lived in a society in which it was shameful to have an accent or to have Native American blood. To be ashamed of who you are and to choose not to teach your children about their history, their past, their culture, this is a form of violence, a socially accepted form of violence. Growing up, I desired blue eyes and blonde hair. I wanted to be someone I could never be, no matter how hard I tried. My brother and I hated Spanish, calling it a dirty language. I never saw role models on TV who looked like me. counter of this violence lies in the celebration of cultural identity, learning one's native language, and becoming a positive role model for the youth of the future. Black, the dark, hidden color of institutional violence, of sweatshops, jails, and slavery. Every day, people across the world are institutionally, systematically forced to endure violence, forced to work 10 to 12 hour days for little pay to make underwear for someone who lives halfway around the world, forced to work in the fields picking tomatoes so that the people they will never meet can enjoy a juicy hamburger, forced into imprisonment because they have a certain amount of melatonin in their skin, forced to engage in sexual intercourse with up to 10 men every day because of the gender of their bodies. This color of violence taints all of us. For some, it grants us cheap clothes so close to our doorstep we can walk, but we drive. Others are not as fortunate. Their souls, beings, and entire lives are stained black. They are locked up in jails, sex slavery, sweatshops, or on the fields of sunny Florida and not able to express themselves, not able to show their love and affection, not able to enjoy life's simple pleasures, to laugh or to swim. The opposite of this form of violence can be summed up in one word, solidarity. Solidarity is true empathy. To stand in solidarity with these groups, some dedicate their entire lives to prove that an injustice to one is an injustice to all, that if one of us are enslaved, everyone's freedom is threatened. These five colors paint a gruesome picture of violence. Blood red strokes smeared with brown squares hidden by white splotches over a black canvas topped off with lilac flowers to mask the true pain that lies beneath. But that's not the only painting on that canvas. If you flip it around, you will see that there are bright, brilliant, shining colors that paint a picture of love, art, culture, creativity, hope, and community.
Music from Oneida singer-songwriter Joanne Shenandoah off her Silver Wave record CD entitled The Best of Joanne Shenandoah. The name of that song was Path of Beauty. To many Native peoples, a path of beauty refers to living a cultural spiritual life way that honors Mother Earth and your tribal traditions. It is sometimes referred to as walking the red road, which encourages prayer and ceremony for inner growth and peace while being a good person who cares for Mother Earth and all life. A paragraph in Joanne's CD expresses this philosophy very well. Quote, "Our traditional leaders and spokespeople are defined by their humility, generosity, and kindness. These values I ask you to adopt as you move about your life's journey. By acting in a thankful and respectful manner, all you seek will be revealed to you. Be patient, be sensitive, be truthful, and respect the counsel of your elders," unquote. In a manner of speaking, this is your Earth Dance. You are listening to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yad Kiddushi Native Center. This is your host and producer, Ones Pritzker. My guest today is a dear friend, Graciela Lopez, an Earth Dancing woman. We will now listen to an expression of hers entitled Graciela's Vision Creative Explosion.
Caught up in a whirl of gringo society, confused by the rules, scorned by attitudes, suppressed by manipulation, and destroyed by modern society, I will be writing a personal, creative, non-fiction compilation of stories and poems and essays based on my experiences with healing my mind, body, and spirit. I will be comparing the creative expression, spirituality, and medicine of three different cultures of utmost importance to me in my journey at this moment is finding my roots. I'm a Chicana woman. I do not know what it means to be a Chicana. I know only the rhetoric, what it means for others like Gloria Anzaldúa. But I only know the surface. I do not know the deeper levels of what it means for me. A tree without roots will surely not survive. Mind and spirit colonization damage the roots of people across cultures. The melting pot of the United States is a blessing and a struggle. On the one hand, there is multicultural unification, communication, and communion. On the other hand, there is mind and body and spirit colonization. My research question is, what effects does colonization have on the minds, bodies, and spirits of Chicano people, full-blood indigenous people, and the people of European descent? To answer this question, I will look to Rodolfo Gonzalez, Gloria Anzaldúa, and other Chicano scholars and poets. I will then look at first-hand accounts of the Navajo tribe and the Lakota tribes. I will meet with people and find their first-hand accounts through interview to draw upon their experience with these forms of colonization. The inspiration of this project is a man who works with the Yad Kiddushi Native Center, whose vision is to protect Mother Earth. He taught me balance. Put it in elemental terms, the balance of the earth, the wind, the fire, and water within our own beings, as well as the balance between the moon and the sun, the masculine and the feminine. He gave me a tobacco prayer tie and a shell to accompany and protect me in my spiritual journey. He also taught me to respect our ancestors, that our ancestors speak through us, and our thoughts and actions affect future generations. My roots come from indigenous people. My main theme for this chapter is getting in touch with my own and questioning my identity as a Chicana woman. I would like to find the commonalities and the intersections of my roots and the roots of other tribes. To be Chicano means to have the blood of the oppressed and the oppressor. Until I was 17, I identified with the oppressor. In this manuscript, I will draw upon my own personal experience of healing through my finding my voice, my creative spirit, my spirituality, and finally my roots. I will look at healing through many different lenses: medicine, Eastern versus Western, creative expression, and spirituality. In another chapter, I would also like to compare religion and spirituality to establish the commonalities and the differences. My theory thus far is that religion is the means to an end, whereas spirituality is the end itself. In addition, to apply it to the international context, I hope to travel to Bangalore, India, and Mount Kailash, Tibet to study spirituality in an international context to examine the varying cultural and religious and spiritual beliefs. In Bangalore, India, I will be attending a youth empowerment seminar of self-discovery, self-empowerment, and selfless service. This seminar is with the Art of Living Center, a potential sponsor for my community event, the Multicultural Healing Arts Solidarity Festival. I will also be traveling to Mount Kailash. Mount Kailash is considered a supremely sacred site of four religions and billions of people. In traveling to this site, I hope to write a book of my experiences documenting my artistic, spiritual, and intellectual growth. In the following page, I will include a framework under which I hope to expand to write a 50 to 100 page manuscript for a book. Chapter 1, Grounding. My personal account, my personal experience with grounding my own self. Then I will provide an analytic discussion with research. Finally, I will conclude. Creativity, chapter 2. Chapter 3, stress and emotion. Chapter 4, heart, the ability to love and be loved. Chapter 5, voice. Chapter 6, vision. Chapter 7, roots. It is important to find one's own roots. As a Chicana woman, I have never really questioned or truly understood what it meant for me to be Chicana. I know only the rhetoric of what others believe. My theory is based on my life. I also think it's important to find the root of pain. As a survivor of sexual assault and rape, I think it's important to establish the root of the pain, the guilt, the anger, the hatred, and express these feelings in a positive way. Turn it into a creative expression of some kind. Turn the negative into the positive. Chapter 8, spirituality. And finally, chapter 9, now what? How can I incorporate this knowledge into a mass-based movement to spread knowledge wide and far without alienating people with limiting rhetoric? How can I work under the limited framework of the English language to communicate clearly and concisely these ideas? Thank you.
listening to Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yat Kitichi Native Center. Yat Kitichi Native Center defends Mother Earth and the cultural lifeways of Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Yat Kitichi Native Center is an intertribal culture and arts, environmental protection, social justice, and news media organization. Yat Kitichi Native Center portrays Native peoples and their worldviews in a more accurate and in-depth depiction of both our ancestral and contemporary cultures. Yat Kitichi Native Center serves to educate by providing a deeper understanding of our diverse cultures, arts, values, histories, and contemporary situations. Yat Kitichi tries to honor traditional ways by instilling an appreciation and respect for Mother Earth and tribal peoples throughout the world. Yat Kitichi Native Center educates the public on important issues facing Indigenous communities. We work in support of intertribal, cultural, environmental, and social justice issues by networking with other organizations and events which share our concerns. Yat Kitichi Native Center serves as a focal point for Native news and information. We maintain a documentary library for networking with the Native and international press. Yat Kitichi Native Center's Speakers Bureau provides spokespersons for school programs, conference speakers, and community presentations. Yat Kitichi Native Center is experienced in planning, promoting Native forums, symposiums, powwows, and cultural events. Yat Kitichi's Mishkwinataki Environment Program protects Mother Earth through conservation and restoration projects. Yat Kitichi's Environmental Education Program focuses on curriculum development, teacher training, and nature field trips. We are members of the professional organization, the North American Association of Environmental Education. Yat Kitichi's Kinonwatakusin Native Arts creates quality handcrafted traditional and contemporary fine arts. Please request our catalog of custom flutes, pottery, beaded necklaces, bracelets, earrings, leather pouches, hat bands, and chokers with bone. Yat Kitichi Native Center's Wolf Mountain radio program, Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices, honors Native American and Indigenous peoples throughout the world by being a voice for our ancestors, contemporary, and future generations. Native peoples throughout the world are concerned for the well-being of sacred Mother Earth, tribal sovereignty, and respect for cultural lifeways. If you appreciate hearing Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices, we ask you, our listeners, to help financially support our program to stay on the air. Wolf Mountain Radio is an all-volunteer production. Any financial contribution to Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices will be greatly appreciated. We thank you for listening to Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices. We welcome your comments and suggestions. Please feel free to contact us about our consulting services, or if you or your organization is interested in hosting a speaker or educational forum. To contact Yat Kitichi Native Center, write to Yat Kitichi Native Center, 1731 16th Avenue Northeast, Naples, Florida, 34120, USA. Yat Kitichi Native Center sincerely thanks you. Aho, Kinawatakusin, to all of our relations.
Guacamaya sale al campo. Guacamaya sale. arco iris con alas, un arco iris con alas y todos piensan que es.
Vuela, 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 vuela sin parar, la tierra es un paraíso que nadie sabe cuidar.
Vuela, 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 vuela sin parar, la tierra es un paraíso que nadie sabe cuidar.
Pobrecita guacamaya,
pobrecita guacamaya, ay que lástima me da, ay que lástima me da, pobrecita guacamaya.
Se acabaron las pitayas y ahora sí que comerá, pobrecita guacamaya, ay que lástima me da.
From Son del Centro CD, Music del Pueblo, featuring San Jeraco style music. That special song was entitled Guacamaya Fly Fly Bird. Those fine musicians are Chicano and Chicana singers who support farm worker justice through their community concerts. Son del Centro plays each year at the Coalition of Markley Workers, Student Farm Worker Alliance in Cuentro, where I, as a longtime supporter of the Coalition of Markley Workers Farm Justice Movement, likewise participate. I featured that song as a way of thanking today's program guest, Graciela Lopez, whom I first met at last year's at Markley in Cuentro. Graciela is a fine young Chicana woman, an earth dancer with a great spirit. I hope her great energy and enthusiasm encourages other young people to follow this spirit and work for the well-being of all life on sacred Mother Earth. The music you heard prior to our Yad Kiddushin Native Center program station identification was a composition by Native flutist R. Carlos Nakai and pianist Peter Cater off their 10th anniversary Silver Wave Record CD. The song we played was the CD's title track, Song for Humanity. Well, dear friends, we're nearing the end of our broadcast time together for this edition of Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. We shall conclude with a song from Diné Navajo, Todi Nish Z Singers, off their Kenyan record CD entitled Dancers of Mother Earth. We will hear the title song, Dancers of Mother Earth. Thank you for listening to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. This is your host and producer, Ernest Pritzker. Aho, Kinawan Takwasin, to all of our relations.
Hey, 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 hey. Hey, 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 oh, 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 yeah, hey, hey.